Of course, any Beatles song can be interpreted in any way the listener sees fit. But the next track really was nothing more than a kiddie song. There are no big words, and it's a simple tune, easy for kids to sing. They obviously had a good time performing it. Ringo is the master of ceremonies for the party, and he conducts Patty Harrison, Mal Evans, Neil Aspinall, George Martin, Jeff Emerick, the studio staff, and the other three Beatles in the chorus. The submarine sounds were created by John blowing bubbles through a straw and George swirling water in a bucket. The sounds were pre-recorded and added to the mix later. The song is reminiscent of the Peter Sellers material that George Martin had produced in the 50s.
Then we were embarking on the sound pictures things. I mean, Yellow Submarine very much was almost a Goon record with John and actually in the studio with a sort of amplifier, so that he was actually making a sound in the studio through a microphone with his, the answers to the voice.